Russia says some of its troops involved in military drills near Ukraine are pulling back and returning to their bases after completing their exercises. The drills have been a significant factor in the crisis between Russia and Ukraine, which, along with Western nations, fear Moscow is planning an invasion. On Monday, the Kremlin suggested diplomacy is still possible in defusing the standoff. Let's go straight to Dorsa Jabari, who's live for us in Moscow. So tell us a bit more about these Russian forces that are returning to their bases. Is it significant?
Well, it certainly is, and we've just been hearing from the chief spokesperson of the Russian Defense Ministry, Major General Igor Konashenkov, who has issued a statement saying that some of Russia's western and southern military units will be on their way back to their home bases upon completing a series of military maneuvers. The Major General also went on to say that there are other further units that are finishing up their military drills and will be going back to their home bases. This is, of course, something we heard from the Russian defense minister on Monday. Sergei Shoigu, at a meeting with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, said that this was about to take place, that the military drills that were ongoing for the past few weeks were coming to an end, and most of the military units that have been dispatched alongside the country's borders will be returning to their home bases. Of course, this will be seen as the first significant step in the current situation that we're in, and possibly seen as a sign of Russia really de-escalating the situation and sticking to their word, saying that these troop movements were all to carry out these drills. And now that they're rebasing them, they really are going back to where they were in the beginning and reiterating this country's position that they never really intended to invade Ukraine. This was just a hysteria narrative that was built by the Western countries.
Well, perhaps the days and days of diplomacy is leading to something. We have more diplomacy today with the German chancellor arriving in Russia or already in Russia. We're not 100% sure yet. What are we expecting from meetings between Scholz and Putin today?
Well, the German chancellor will be talking about three main things with the Russian president. First, trying to de-escalate the current crisis with Ukraine. And second on the agenda will be talking about the security guarantees that Russia is looking for when it comes to NATO's further expansion. And then the third will be talking about that very important Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. That was an $11 billion project that took Russian gas from Siberia, transferred to Germany via the sea and not bypassing any specific country. This is a project that was completed in September but has yet to become operational due to certain restrictions placed on it by the German government. Many here accuse Germany of turning this pipeline into a geopolitical tool. The German chancellor will certainly be discussing this with the Russian president. And of course, this is not the only meeting that is taking place here today. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, will also is currently meeting with his Polish counterpart. The Polish foreign minister is in Moscow to hold meetings about the current situation and the OSCE's concerns when it comes to the current crisis that is ongoing. So there is still very much a diplomatic path that is being pursued by many sides. And this latest announcement by the Russian defense ministry will certainly be an important one, given the day that we're having in Moscow, the diplomatic push to try and de-escalate the tension.
Okay, thank you for that. Dorsa Jabari there for us live in Moscow. We can turn now to Step Vasin, who's live in Pinsk, which is in western Belarus, where Russia has been holding some of the drills. Step, I wonder what you can see where you are, especially in light of the fact that Russia says some of the troops that have been involved in military drills are now being pulled back.
Yes, I'm in Pinsk. That's 30 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. And this historical town has quite a big population from Ukrainians. So there's a lot of concern here also at this border about these Russian military exercises happening so nearby. The Belarusian authorities have released some locations where these joint drills are still ongoing. But since yesterday, I have to say, we've been traveling around this region, the southern border of Belarus, with Ukraine, and it was very quiet. There were supposed to be exercises, air defense, fighter jets in actions, even bombardments at a place not very far from here. But so far, it's very difficult to see that there's a very large-scale military exercise ongoing. Meanwhile, of course, we know that Russia is now saying that they have finished these exercises or are finishing up these exercises and are withdrawing troops. We haven't seen any signs of that, but it could mean that definitely these exercises are closing and there's not much activity here. But people are telling us here they're not very optimistic that Russian forces will leave that soon, and they're quite worried that the Russians are actually using this military exercise as a pretext to basically occupy Belarus and have permanent bases here. And that's something that a lot of Belarusians are definitely not agreeing with.
Okay, many thanks for that. Stepvasan monitoring the situation from Pinsk in western Belarus.